And welcome back to Brook and Jubal's expose on the history of the wink. The wink really started catching fire in the 20s, when it was the best time to let your gal know that you knew of the closest speakeasy. You'd throw her a wink, and then you guys could go drink all night long at some seedy bar. But it was really the 70s where the wink really caught its stride. And groovy cats were winking at all the foxy ladies, taking them down to the disco to do the hustle and the wink.
Wow, I feel like I've just been schooled.
But sadly, after the 70s, the wink fell on hard times.
Oh, yeah, it did.
And it's sort of been dead since the 90s. But now it's been revived by one man named Ryan, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. And Ryan apparently met the girl he wants to call today because of a wink.
Single-handedly reviving
it. Yep, you're reviving the wink, Ryan. Interesting. I didn't know winking still happened.
Oh, yeah. I wink at everyone.
You wink at everyone. You're just throwing them out there willy-nilly. Like, it doesn't matter what they're like. You're just winking away.
It's a bold move.
Oh, no. She winked at me.
Okay.
Yeah, I've winked before, but no, she winked at me.
Oh, wow. A lady bringing the wink back. Mm-hmm. That's weird, man. I've not heard of anybody meeting through a wink. So tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Paige. So we were at a house party, right? And I saw her across the room. She was smiling, laughing with her friends.
Okay.
So then I just casually walked over and I said to her, "Hey, I saw you winking at me from across the room," which she didn't, but I said it anyway.
Oh, okay. She didn't wink.
I see. Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Did she think that was cute, obviously?
Well, no. At first, she was kind of weirded out and said, "No, I did not wink at you." But then I said, "No, let me double check. Let me take a moment and let's reenact this." So I went back across the room and I waited for her to wink again, although she didn't. But I walked across the room again and I said, "I'm pretty sure you winked. I'm almost positive." So
nice.
Then she started laughing.
Okay. Oh, she did laugh. Okay.
Thought it was
okay.
Funny.
I mean,
all right.
Basically, when you went across the room, you gave her an out to leave. So she was interested.
Well, at least it worked.
Yeah. So did you guys just hang out that night or did you go on a date?
So we hung out for about an hour. We just talked about life and our goals and what inspires us. And
wow.
It was really, really cool. Yeah.
You guys got deep quick.
Yeah, it was kind of surprising, actually. I didn't expect that, considering how corny my pickup line was.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Not bad. So did you guys go out on an actual date?
Well, no. I mean, that was technically, I guess, the first day of hanging out at the party.
Okay, so you've been trying to get her to go out with you again after meeting her at this party, and she is not calling you back, or what?
Well, so it kind of ended a little weird. I asked to call her, and she said yes. But then instead of, you know, like me giving her a kiss on the cheek or, you know, like a hug or some kind of embrace, she just reached out with her hand, basically was signifying a handshake.
Whoa.
And you didn't slap her hand away and be like, "No, we kiss over here." And then,
well, I didn't quite know what to do with that. She just kind of reached out and I was like, "What is she doing?" And then I realized it was a handshake.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of just slowly went in and shook her hand.
I mean, that is a setting her boundary move, right? Like, that's her letting you know this is where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it was a first for me. I've never had a connection with a girl and then she wants me to shake her hand.
Otherwise, she seemed interested?
Well, okay, so there was this point in the night where we were conversing. We actually moved rooms because it was really loud in the room we were in, so we had a hard time hearing each other. And we went upstairs just to find the quiet spot just to chat. And we accidentally walked in on some people.
Ooh.
Oh, sounds like they weren't just people sitting in the room. Like.
And how many people are we talking about that you walked in on?
Look, I'm not going to go into details about that. But let me just say, we basically walked in and immediately, it was one of those movie moments where we slowly walked out and closed the door slowly.
Yeah.
I had no idea that Chad could twist in those ways.
Yeah.
Did her demeanor change after that? Did she go from friendly to maybe a little colder or anything?
She definitely felt awkward. And I didn't at first. Of course, that changed once I kind of put two together and she might have thought I was bringing her up there to join them.
That's what I would have thought. Yeah. That's exactly the first thing I thought of when
Seems
you said that.
A little coincidental.
I didn't even know who were the people that were in. I didn't know the people in the room at all.
Right. Sure.
Definitely not me.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go to.
I'm telling you, I'm not lying. Man.
Isn't it loud in here?
Exactly.
I know a nice quiet room upstairs. Oh.
We can relax.
Whoa! Look at what we just walked into.
It did not go down like that. I assure you guys, that was not my intention.
Yeah.
It just was an accident.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's why you got a handshake. I'm certain of it at this point.
No.
Absolutely.
Great. Man. I really liked this girl. I thought, you know, all the reason to call her again and make this right. Okay. And clear the air.
Good.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Hang on.